Thursday.
Which is a relief, because I just thought it was Wednesday up until, like, literally 5 minutes ago. Actually, it was more like 3 minutes ago. So, literally 3 minutes ago.
You're not allowed to say literally anymore.
Like, literally, I'm not allowed to I mean this, literally.
Unless you mean it literally.
Literally, 3 minutes ago, I thought it was Wednesday.
You actually did.
Yeah.
At 6:11. 6:12 now.
No, 6:11. That's 4 minutes ago.
Literally, four minutes ago.
So you're saying that I'm not allowed to say literally anymore.
No, I didn't notice it until we did that worst words of 2012 at the end of the year. And now in 2013, I've noticed everyone saying it literally all the time.
Literally.
Literally, which means they're just walking around like, literally! Literally!
You think there's trash all over the ground? Because maybe that's what they think it is. Literally.
Wow, so bad.
I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
Good morning. It is actually Thursday.
It is literally Thursday.
I actually thought it was Wednesday.
I'm going to start being a smart aleck about people saying literally.
Okay.
Every time somebody says it incorrectly.
Okay.
Yesterday, I saw somebody on Instagram say, "Oh, I love that band. I saw them in concert. They literally stole the show."
Oh, I saw that, you jerk.
I said,
"You're not a jerk. It was really funny."
They literally stole the show.
And where'd they take it?
Where did they take the show? Literally, they stole the show.
You know what I like doing on Instagram? I follow some people who have quite a few followers, and they say, like, creepy things like, "Oh, this picture's so sexy." And like, "Oh, you're a creeper." And so, like, I always, like, if I can, right after them, I'll be like, "Oh, you look so creepy in this picture." just to
balance out the force.
Yeah. And one, I don't want them to get a crazy ego.
Right.
And two, that person's crazy. So I had to.
I have no idea who you're talking about, but that's okay.
No, me either. They're random people. I don't know them.
Yeah. It is Thursday morning, and we got a big shoe
for
you today. I'm excited. Clay Schroff from the Aspen Project hanging out with us this morning. Mm-hmm. It's Theology Thursday. I've got some stuff today.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Okay.
It's going to be an interesting day. Static!
It's Matthew from Albuquerque.
Hey.
Good morning, Matthew.
How are you guys?
I am literally cold.
And you guys are freezing down there at the studio?
It's literally, like, 10 below. No, it's not. It's metaphorically. In the theater of my mind, it feels like it's 10 below.
I'm wearing a jacket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank goodness you guys are wearing... Well, one of you is wearing jackets.
Oh, my gosh. Are you on the webcam? Are you on the webcam?
Well, no, you just said you're wearing a jacket, so...
It is literally 27 degrees in here, but it metaphorically feels like 22.
Yeah, you know, it's actually funny. Sometimes on Fridays, I'll actually have the chance to go to your guys' websites, a site around, what's it called, about 8:45, 8:50 in the morning.
Uh-huh.
I'll be able to see you guys on the studio cam for like a few minutes.
Tomorrow at 8:50, we are literally going to stand here and wave.
At 8:50.
Yeah.
That's tomorrow. So then on Fridays, I'll go work with the coordinator at LBJ Middle School.
Uh-huh.
I'll go work with her.
That's cool.
Yeah, can I get a song request this morning, guys?
Yes, you can.
Never mind, it's okay.
Shout out time.
Okay, that's fine.
Yes, guys, I want to do a song. Do you guys have this? It's called, I See Only Fear and Something Danger by James Vincent McMorrow. I heard it sometime.
James Vincent McMorrow.
James.
Sparrow and the Wolf is the name of the song.
There it is.
Yeah.
Can you guys play that? And I want to dedicate that out to Mrs. Garcia, the LBJ School Coordinator for Technology.
The LBJ School Coordinator for technology.
Will do.
Boom. Shout
Thanks,
out.
Guys.
All right,
Have
man.
A nice day. Bye.
Later. Matthew from Albuquerque. He has the best shout outs.
He does.
If you'd like to get a shout out this morning, 505-338-3700. That's literally the phone number.
We'll call it Shout Out Thursday.
Yeah. There you go.
Doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't. Well, it does, because people are shouting out.
It just doesn't sound awesome.
It's literally Thursday. They're literally shouting out. Can I stop saying literally now?
Oh, I hate that word.
I've literally said it 16 times.
That's mad.
I've counted.
No, you haven't.
I have.
No, you haven't.
I've literally... No, 17. Literally. 18. Nothing I can
play
do.
The song. Literally,
check the podcast.
Literally play the song. I will check the podcast.
Don't check the podcast. I didn't really care. All right, this one going out to the LBJ Coordinator of Technologies and Science and Cloning,
Miss Garcia.
Steve O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. From Red, Hold Me Now. Static Radio. Good morning.
Sounds so demanding when you think about it.
What?
Hold me now. Hold me now.
Now.
Hold me now.
Like right now.
Now.
It is Thursday, 6:30, which means time for Thurs Newsday.
Oh no! Bad things are happening in this world. You can't read that one.
We do this every day at 6:30.
I know what you're talking about. A 7-year-old New York City boy's family has filed a $250 million claim against police and the city after saying he was handcuffed and falsely accused of stealing $5 from a schoolmate.
Wait. He was accused of stealing $5 and he's suing for $250 million.
Probably for like humiliation.
Are you serious?
You know as much
right
as me.
Now?
You know as much as me right now. I haven't pre-read
this. Is this real life?
Is this real life? Wilson Reyes' mother says her son was interrogated for 10 hours on December 4th. The conflict stemmed over $5 that had been dropped on the ground near where Wilson and some other boys were. One of the students picked up the money and Wilson was accused of taking it, leading to a physical altercation between him and another child. He's 7. The court claimed...
Sorry.
Okay, I can't continue without that. The court claimed... said Wilson was handcuffed and held in a room at his Bronx school for 4 hours, then taken to a precinct house. He allegedly was held there for 6 hours and charged with robbery.
Wow.
Man, seriously, that's the worst.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's more to talk about. Hold on. I can't do this.
It's Thurs Newsday.
It's Thurs Newsday.
Thurs Newsday.
A South African billionaire says his family will give away half of its money to charity. Patrice Motsepe is the 4th richest man in South Africa with a net worth of $2.65 billion. That's a big,
step. This is terrible.
It's their snooze day. It's supposed to bore everyone.
Oh, okay.
Try again. $2.6 billion. Wealth made in the mining sector. Motsepe said his family decided to join the Giving Pledge, which was initiated by Warren Buffett or Buffet. Not sure.
It's Warren Buffett.
Warren Buffett and
you're
Bill
the worst news
and Melinda
in the world.
Gates. The pledge encourages wealthy families across the world to give to at least half of their money to charity. Hold on. I got one more. Firefighters in Illinois said a dog caused $100,000 worth of damage to a home. A fire department spokesman said they extinguished the flames and discovered the fire originated from a stove burner that had been turned on by the dog. The owner said one of his dogs was notorious for jumping up on the stove and turning on the burners. He said the pizza box on top of the stove then caught fire.
Oh, man.
Back to you.
That was pretty terrible.
I know. I didn't pre-read. So, there's that.
That's okay.
Come on, a dog lit a stove top on fire.
Yeah, no, that's pretty impressive.
Right.
Sadly, $100,000 in damages. I mean, that's like
I just read about the billionaire who likes to give money away, so he can do some of that.
Maybe he'll just give the people.
Maybe.
And then he can give $250 million to that kid who was being held for 10 whole hours over $5.
They probably should give him that money because he's going to be ruined.
$250 million. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, a 7-year-old was charged with robbery and interrogated for 10 hours over $5. And he's from the Bronx. They're setting him up for disaster.
So to help him, they should give him $250 million.
Yes.
That does not make any sense whatsoever.
Yes, it does. Just trust me.
All right. Got the latest from Vinyl Thief for you now. Steve O'Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. In one. Thrice. Come all you weary. Static Radio.
Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
It is Thursday. It is time for something special. Are you ready?
Yes. I want to wish a happy birthday to Carol Channing.
That's Channing Tatum's mom, huh?
No. Oh. If anything, it's his grandma.
82.
92. I'd like to wish baseball Hall of Famer Ernie Banks.
63.
Wish him a happy birthday.
63.
He's 82. And also, baseball Hall of Famer Nolan Ryan.
56.
66.
Wow. I'm
solid
way off
10
today.
Off. 10 off.
Nolan pitched for, yeah, that makes sense. He pitched for the Angels.
Good.
Huh?
Also to Minnie Driver, who was in Good Will Hunting.
39. 43. Man! I hate this game.
To Portia de Rossi.
Aw, yeah, 43.
40.
Ah!
Having a hard day. To Kerry Washington.
37.
Do you know who that is?
Yes, of course. She's the lead in Scandal.
I've never seen that show.
That's scandalous.
She's not older. I'll say 34. I should have stuck with my first one, huh?
36.
Dang it!
I want to wish a very happy birthday to Marcus Mumford, who I'm so mad at right now.
No. 26.
Stop it!
How old is he?
He's 26.
Are you serious?
Yes.
I got one right. I am the smartest man alive! I'm the king.
Hey there, world.
I'm the king.
Oh, no, you aren't.
Shine!
This is the worst. Stop. Stop it.
Okay, fine. I'll stop.
And I want to let the whole world know that he totally cheated.
I did not cheat.
You totally cheated.
I didn't cheat, then you cheated.
Okay. How old was he? What was your guess yesterday? Because I was so upset yesterday and you didn't even care how upset I was that he is way younger than he looks. way younger than he looks. How old did you guess yesterday?
I didn't guess. You didn't tell me to guess yesterday.
Yes, huh? I will screenshot text message to prove it.
But you didn't.
How old did you guess yesterday?
And
you didn't even care how wrong you were. You didn't even care.
What did I guess?
35.
Oh, okay.
You guessed 35 years old yesterday.
Well, that's because...
Which is what he looks like.
I assumed you were saying that because... Okay.
35.
He doesn't look like 35. That's just a really good age. So I thought you were asking me... You texted me out of nowhere and said, guess how old Marcus Mumford is. Wait, I... Okay. Well, I'm assuming since you're asking me... Out of nowhere, in the middle of the day.
Because he looks like he should be 35.
No, he does not.
Yes, he does.
Do I look like I should be around 35?
No.
Okay.
You don't.
Exactly.
He's 26.
Yeah.
And last, but not least, save the best for last for birthdays. I want to wish a very, very happy birthday.
Yeah.
To Justin Timberlake.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yes, he is 32.
High five.
How old
is
he?
He's 32.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Ah! Got that one right.
I want to thank him for hours and hours of dances by myself and music that I can grow up with and love. I want to thank him for being my crush as a 12-year-old.
Okay.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
I want to thank him for bringing sexy back. I want to thank him for NSYNC. I want to thank him for making NSYNC so successful.
I would also like to thank him.
I would like to thank him for my childhood. For my
I would
teenagehood.
Like to thank him because I actually guessed his birthday correct, which means I get to do the dance!
No!
Why? I'm not going to dance this time.
You are.
Is this annoying you?
Yeah.
Every time I get one right, I'm going to play the Rooster song.
And then we're not going to have anybody who wants to hear Oh, it's the worst. See, it doesn't even end cool. It's the worst.
It's the worst. It's really the worst.
I am so excited it's Justin's birthday.
Yeah.
Which also means it's one of my good friends' birthday as well, so I should text him. Hey, I just remember it's Justin's birthday.
Wait. Is your good friend awake at 6 o'clock in the morning?
I don't know. He's in Arizona, so.
So then it's like even earlier. Don't text him yet.
Is it earlier?
I'll have to try and remind you later.
Okay. You won't.
I'll remind you as well as you remind me of things.
When... You remind me of, okay.
No. Sorry. No. When you're supposed to remind me of things like,
oh,
hey,
come on.
Will you remind me to call this person? We got to make sure we take care of this today. We make sure, and then like an hour after I was supposed to, oh, no, I forgot to remind
whatever.
You.
Whatever, I reminded you 48 minutes after I should have. Hey, today, 8 years ago, Keanu Reeves received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Yes, dude.
He did not deserve that.
Yes, he did. Are we doing Hollywood stuff now or what?
I'm just talking
to you about
stuff.
Did we just transition? Can we just transition to Hollywood?
Do you know anybody else with birthdays?
Today?
Yeah. January 31st.
Are you tricking me? Am I supposed to know somebody's birthday today?
No.
Oh, okay. No, then no.
So yeah, then we're talking about Hollywood.
Oh, okay.
What else? Avatar became the first film to gross over $2 billion worldwide.
Today?
Today.
Wow.
What else? What else happened? Late. No.
Yeah. No.
This isn't today, but I guess Lady Gaga has been... stripped of 156 million YouTube views.
What?
Yeah, apparently something bad happened.
How do you strip somebody of YouTube views?
That happened.
Right.
They took back, everyone who has seen it took back that memory.
I would love to do that.
Me too. I guess the first, well, wait, no, that doesn't matter. Are we talking about Hollywood still? Because I was done.
Oh, are you done?
Yeah.
I finally found the Hollywood music and you're done?
I'll say it again. Actor Keanu Reeves received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame today.
Ooh. 8 years ago.
The terrible trial that was terrible of Michael Jackson began today in California in 2005.
It's awful.
Something that people don't remember. Didn't want to remember. Tried to block out of their memory.
Are you done?
Yeah.
All right.
That's good. Today is also Backwards Day.
Really?
Yeah.
Does that mean you get to lead the show? You want to switch places? Let's switch places.
Okay.
Okay.
And it's also Hot Chocolate Day.
All right. It is Backwards Day, so coming back... we're going to have Mitch produce, program, prepare the show. So she'll be in the driver's seat. I'm just going to jump into the passenger seat.
It's going to be awful.
It's going to be amazing.
It's going to be
especially
awful.
Since we got a new board and you've never used it.
I've used it once.
There we go.
I pressed a button.
Yeah. You excited?
Oh, totally.
It's going to be great. Also got some Twin Radio on the way, as well as Civil Twilight. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
And now, Steve-O and Mitch.
What?
That's right.
Huh. Futuristic space age stuff.
Ooh.
Good morning, 707. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning.
Steve-O and Mitch.
That's us. That's us that you're talking about. You and I.
I don't know if you know this, but we have launched ourselves into the future. Yeah.
I see what you did there.
Huh?
Yeah.
You know, with smartphone technology these days. Dude, our baby monitor, our baby monitor. We can set up our baby monitor with our, like, iPhones and my iPad stuff to where, like, we can monitor Broads if he's, like, in his crib.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. All right. Like, video style.
Really?
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Is it called a webcam?
Oh, it's...
it's like a literal... it's actually...
huh? Just try and use your words. If you're just joining us, Mitch is trying really hard not to say actually. What is it? Literally and not seriously. Is it seriously? Mm-hmm. Okay. Totally. What about totally? You're just really good at adding descriptive words that are all encompassing.
I know. So it's a...
magnanimous...
magnet. Wow.
Yeah, I'm just trying to expand
your
vocabulary.
Ooh, that's so helpful.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm going to say anymore because I have to add actually or literally in there.
Well, smartphone technology. Things are getting crazy.
It's getting there.
So we can seriously, literally, actually monitor our baby.
Via iPhone or iPad.
Via iPhone or iPad. I mean, you could still use the old-fashioned way of using a monitor.
Right.
But check this out. I saw this and I got really excited. There's some mundane things that Like, for instance, this week, oh man, this is great. Our remote went out.
Like not even...
Like, not the batteries, because I changed the batteries. I went
working.
And bought new batteries for this stupid DVR that we got less than a year ago.
Oh.
And the remote sucks.
Honestly, I had the same remote. It does suck.
The same
that
service?
Remote sucks.
Dude, and it just, like, died.
Did you ever have the problem where you would press, like, okay, go page up or go up, and it'd be like, doop, doop, doop?
Yes.
Ugh.
So it started acting funny. Right?
Right.
And then it started crapping out. Mm-hmm. I mean, it just wouldn't work. And then finally nothing. I put in new batteries. I smacked it 100 times. I tried pressing the buttons really hard. Nothing.
It's the worst.
So I was frustrated. So I Googled, like, hey, DTV, remote, how do I, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And a bunch of people had problems.
Yeah.
So they created an app.
Oh, no.
So instead of, like, fixing the remote now...
You just use your phone?
I just use my iPad.
Oh, my gosh.
And I can use my iPad. It's like, boom, menu, there, this. Okay, this channel, volume up, down, everything. Like, everything. They're making everything accessible.
Okay.
For your phone.
Right. So my friend, I didn't even know this was possible. My friend's home button on her iPhone doesn't work all the time.
Uh-huh.
So she has it downloaded on her phone, an alternate home button.
Yeah.
I didn't even know. Why?
What do you mean, why?
I didn't even know that was possible.
Yeah.
They could do that. And two, why don't they just fix the home button?
Exactly. They're making apps for everything now. Upgrading anything from your garage door opener.
Mm-hmm.
You can do that now.
You can adjust your heater and everything.
Yeah, thermostats, washing machines.
What?
Yeah, you can set it to doot, doot, doot if you have like a fancy schmancy washing machine.
I don't have that.
I don't have that either.
Like, I'd have to have something like punch it so it would.
Yeah. But to where you could be at work and set like, okay, throw laundry in. You can throw the soap in now and then set it. Okay. Oh, I wanted to start here. Oh, because I'm running late, so I'm not going to be home till here. All right, I'm going to make sure that it's going to set so that when I get home, it'll be ready for me to throw it in the dryer type thing.
Yeah, what they really need to do is make an app where it puts it in the dryer for you.
Well, check out this device. They're going to get there.
Okay.
This device is awesome. The latest and greatest in, smartphone and app technology.
Mm-hmm.
They're upgrading the front doorbell.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. So it's called the DoorBot. It's a smartphone-linked door chime with an integrated video.
Wow.
So when somebody rings the doorbell button, an alert is sent to your iPhone or iPad.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can answer it from your iPhone or iPad. And when you, boom, live video feed pops up when you click to link. And you can see the person at the door with this built-in camera on the doorbot, and it'll allow two-way communication. So
okay.
It's like, hey, just leave the package at the door. Hey, we're not interested. Thanks. Now we don't even have to communicate with people at our own front door.
Oh, this is the best.
Thanks, phone. Thanks for taking away all our communication. It's amazing. Static.
Hey, guys.
What up?
Hey, so, talking about technology and, like, the future, I noticed that, like, those electronic cigarettes are getting really big and, like, really cheap. And I have this vision of the future where, because you know how people will use the electronic cigarettes to try to help them quit regular smoking?
Right.
I imagine sometime in the future that it'll flip. Like, everyone will be so addicted to their e-cigarettes. It'll be like, hey, man, have you ever tried just, you know, going back to the natural stuff? Maybe it'll help you quit.
That's hilarious.
Okay. That is seriously great.
It's some good insight right there, bro.
Thank you.
All right.
Have a great morning.
You too.
I was at the store the other day, and I see this dude walking around with an e-cigarette with his kid next to him. But I didn't know it was like one of those fake ones. I was like, wow, that's dangerous.
They're like in stores and stuff.
Yeah.
People are using those everywhere.
Yeah, and then I realized, oh, that's funny. That's fake.
That's not funny.
That is hilarious.
Because it's not fake.
Oh, I wanted to take a picture. It was so funny to me.
I'm wondering what's going to happen because... when, you know, you go back to like 1930s and 40s film and everybody was smoking
even
a
if they're
cigarette.
Like pregnant.
Unfiltered, you know, like just crazy little cigarettes.
And drinking martinis.
Because back then, nobody knew the harmful effects of that. So now everybody's like, dude, cigarettes, cancer. gotta quit somehow. I'm gonna use this e-cig thing.
Electronic.
And then in like 40 years, they're gonna come out with like, dude, the chemicals in there, the whatever that you were puffing on. You don't know. You don't know.
Have you ever tried one? I don't even know what it is.
No, gross, dude.
I don't even know what it...
I don't know. I just see they look like little plastic fake things, like...
But do you really, like...
I don't know. I've never had to
I'll
use
look it
them.
Up. It's cool.
Yeah, there you go. So, the DoorBot. I want one.
That would be cool.
I want technology like this. Except, I feel like the screen door does just as good a job as...
That's true.
You know what I mean? Because that way I can still answer the door and go, hey, kid, sorry, we don't have any cash right now. All right, cool. My door's still locked, and nobody's going to break in and rob me. All right, thanks. Bye.
Yeah. I guess that would work.
It would work.
But it's a little bit less intimidating.
Yeah.
Or it's more intimidating, I mean. It's more intimidating.
I think it's like like snobby, fancy schmancy. So if somebody comes up to your door and they ring the doorbell and this little video pops up. Hi, yeah, can I help you? I'm with a program to help better myself. Would you like to buy some magazines? That's usually what I get at the door. No thanks. Good luck being broke.
Can we talk about that? My brother fell for that and didn't get anything.
Yeah, I fell for that too.
Okay. Didn't get anything.
Yeah, if you just, we
60
take,
bucks? Okay, cool.
Cash and... I know, shake your head. Steve was shaking his head in the other room. I fell for that as well. Because I was like, ooh, okay, well, I like video games.
Okay, we
You got some video game magazines? You had like a bunch. Okay, oh, how much is that? Well, I got a deal for you. Normally, I'm like, dude, that'll save me like, oh, it'll save me so much money.
If this is real.
All right, cool. So do I... Can I write you a check? Oh, no, we don't do check. No. Cash.
Cash?
Oh, cash. Oh, that seems legit.
Should I wire it over to you?
Yeah, cool. Who do I make the cash out to? Oh, your pocket. Cool. There you go. I can't wait to read these magazines. Thank you so much for helping me. You're doing a great service for society. Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah. Yeah.
A year later, you still haven't received your magazine.
Oh, dude. It wasn't until another dude came up was like, hi, I want to buy some magazines. So I was like, wait a minute. I completely forgot I had ordered magazines. Ugh.
Oh, that's so funny.
Hosed. I got hosed.
You did.
So that's why I need one of these door bots so that I can just...
Go away.
Hi, yeah, sorry, I'm snobby. I don't even have time to answer the door for you. That's right. Please don't rob me later because I have this crazy technology so it looks like I'm rich.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Problem. You just totally brought out a problem. You answer the door, meaning through the doorbell on your iPad. They know you're not there now.
No, but you could be there. You don't know.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know. Mm-hmm. But that's the thing. That's like part of the craziness of the technology is you don't even have to be home to see who's at the door to say, hey, yeah, how's it going? Cool. Right on. I love that.
Okay.
So you can pretend like you're home. Hey, sorry, man, I'm indisposed right now. I would like make a pre-video of me in the bathroom. Hey, man. Yeah, sorry. As you can see, I'm a little busy. I'm occupied right now.
You would do that? You would pan the camera?
Yes, camera around. See that? Yep. All right. Thanks, man. Yeah. It's going
to
be a while. Yeah. Don't worry about coming back.
Whole new level.
Okay. Huh?
Whole new level.
Pre-recorded videos.
Gross.
Pants in the doorbell. It'd be amazing. You ready for traffic?
Yeah.
All right, good.
For once, I'm ready for traffic. There's construction work on Coors between Gonzales and Blue Water. There's also probably, construction work, right lane closed, Constitution at Pennsylvania, and median work, Eubank North between Montgomery and Academy, and that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch. Just get so choked up thinking about it.
Yeah.
4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. See if I can do this correctly. Stever.
Hey.
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 Is this my first on the new board?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just trying to make sure all the LED lights are lit up correctly.
Yeah. It was water main break.
Wah.
Yeah, southbound Eubank between Indian School and Lomas. Southbound lanes going into the northbound lanes. But they're not like head on. They made room for them.
Well, all right.
Thank you.
Okay, why? What? That's not funny. Water main breaks aren't funny.
She's laughing at me, apparently, because my reaction, I was so thrown off that I just made this weird noise.
Those are just sounds.
Yeah.
Those are just sounds. Wah.
Yeah. I don't know.
The best.
Water main break. Be careful for that. That's what you get for making fun of me.
Okay.
Shocking.
Shocking.
All right. 505-338-3700 is the phone number. The Doorbot. It's the futuristic doorbell. Now, it is the year 2013, and we were promised a lot of futuristic stuff. Apparently, it's slowly starting to come together. In fact, prom.
Yes.
Coming up.
We got a few items.
We saw some props. Adrian came in and noticed the Mattel hoverboard from Back to the Future 2.
Yes.
Speaking of things we were promised from the future, what was something you were promised that you're waiting for? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or 505-338-3700. I'm sure they're going to build an app for it soon. But what are you crossing your fingers for that you want to see? It, like the, you know, self-zipped jacket? Or was that what it did?
Self-tying
shoes? Oh, come on.
What about, okay, this wasn't even Back to the Future. I guess it did happen in Back to the Future, but also in, like, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Okay.
When...
A shrink ray. Yeah, that was
Honey. The shrink ray, yeah. One. That's a big one.
You can shrink your family, and then you can ride ants.
That's not what I'm talking about, though.
Okay.
When, like, the mail, self-mail checker, like, all the and, like, it checked the mail and come through, and then also the one that would, like, crack the egg and start it in the morning for you,
and start
bacon.
Yeah.
What the heck?
Yeah,
I don't want to do this.
They have the coffee. I mean, coffee now, pretty much.
Yeah. Get very true. Programmed.
Yeah.
I still haven't figured mine out.
Oh, speaking of coffee, we should probably grab our soap-o.
Call some soaps.
Yep, there you go. All right, we got the Rocket Boys for you now. Marching to the palace. Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Ivory Line. Vessels. Static Radio, good morning. Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you. Happy Thursday. And looks like I'm hanging out by myself because my co-host, she just, you know.
You know, you do this a lot.
You saw there were 17 seconds left in the song, so you took that opportunity to like, I gotta go get some water. Yes, there's 17 seconds left in the song.
But here's the thing. Whatever.
Hey, do you pay cash for stuff, or are you like a check card kind of person?
Starting today, I pay cash for stuff.
Why?
Because I keep spending too much money.
Right.
So today is payday, and now I spend cash.
All right, good. Because coming down the pipe, I can't believe... Well, no, I can't believe this, actually. You know, every time you use your credit card to buy something, you know, the business is charged like 3-4% for every transaction and stuff like that. Well, businesses have decided they are firing back, and it looks like people need to start carrying more cash. Retailers in 40 states have been given the green light to charge up to 4% on top of your purchase.
Ooh.
If you use your credit card.
You know, one of my favorite restaurants, which I won't say, they don't accept cards.
Really?
Only cash.
That's a terrible way.
This place.
I know this place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they don't thrive.
Yes, they do.
They don't thrive for me.
Well, because you've never actually been there.
I've been there multiple times, it's one of those like every 6 months. You're talking about the doghouse.
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay. Thought you were talking about the doghouse.
No.
You know the doghouse? Because they only take cash too.
Oh, I didn't know that. I've never been there.
And every time it's like I'm gonna try it. I gotta do this.
I've never been there.
Oh, dude, it's a downtown staple. You gotta blah, blah. And so...
I've heard about it.
So then I try it, and then I'm like, why?
My tummy.
Snarliest chili dog ever. Wow, both lines. Ooh. Static.
Hey, guys. So, talking about credit cards.
Yeah.
When I first started working, I was still in high school, and I got my first job. I never used my credit card or debit card or anything like that. I only ever used cash. I saved up like $8,000.
Whoa.
And then I started using my credit card and my check card, and then I quickly got like $1,000 into debt.
Wow.
Like, a year later, so.
Oh my gosh.
I will never forget. Yeah, they are definitely evil. I will never forget the first time I maxed one out. Like, I was in a comic shop, and I was just buying up a bunch of comics because it was like,
on your credit
I'll pay
card?
For this later. Yeah. And I'll never forget when they, like, said, sorry, this is declined. I'm like, what? That's impossible. There's, like, so much room. Thanks for the call. I guess he was done talking to
us.
Are you sure? This has got a crazy limit. And it was like, yeah, your credit card's been declined.
What was the limit?
Sure enough, I'm not even going to tell you.
Was it 10,000?
I'm not telling.
How much did you spend on your credit card?
It was stupid. I was like 19, 20. Yeah. Yeah.
I had a credit card for a $1,000 limit, and I have only ever once.
They're evil. We don't have any anymore. We really don't. We have an emergency like savings fund, so
you
if something goes wrong.
Financial peace. That's what you have.
Bam, Dave Ramsey. Static.
Hey, Steve O'Mitch, how's it going?
Good.
Hey, just want to let you know that that's only for like when you use your credit card. It's not for a debit card.
Right.
So
you use the PIN base and you're fine.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Let me be honest about this.
I don't use debit anymore because of you.
Exactly. I refuse to use debit. Because I used debit at a store, and then somehow that company got hacked into and got my PIN number, and my entire savings account was wiped out. Now, of course, my bank, you know, they fixed the problem, but it took a couple days, and it was awful. But and my bank warned, hey, don't use your PIN number at stores. Like, straight up told me that. And that's how they got my PIN number, was hacking into a store's database, basically, and got my PIN number. So it's like this conundrum of, hey, if you use your debit card, they can't do that 4% charge. If you use your debit card, crazy people in California can hack in and steal your info wipe all your money out.
They say they're from California.
Right. Yeah. Something like that. It's because all the transactions were like San Jose. It was really weird.
Yeah.
So like, are you in San Jose? No, why? Because you just like wiped all your savings out. I'm like, no, I didn't. It's awful.
The worst.
Thanks for the call, man.
Thank you.
Yeah. 40 states have been given the green light to charge up to 4% on top of your purchase if you use your credit card, because businesses, they get hit with this 4% charge by, credit card companies every time the card gets used, so they're trying to recoup costs. So, you know, you want to buy a $400 TV or something, it'll be $416 now. So, I don't know. Yes, you can avoid that with your debit card. But as I said, identity theft is rampant.
Far
and
worse
apparently
than $16.
Easy. Trust me, I know firsthand. Static!
Hey!
Hello.
Hey, Nate! Hey.
On the subject of credit cards, one of the most terrifying experiences of my life, I have a credit card that I use just for, like, gas and buying stuff online.
Mm-hmm.
And I switched credit cards, and I was trying to figure out their mobile app. And I saw my line of credit, my available line of credit, and thought that that was my balance.
Oh,
and then somehow
man.
My card had gotten hacked and I owed like $11,000. Because that's what I had left remaining. And I was freaking out for about 5 minutes until I figured it out.
That's the worst.
But that's a better realization.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm not kidding, man. I will never forget I was at a comic shop and it was like, decline, that's impossible. You have no, there's so much room on this card. It was like my first Discover card with this crazy, crazy, yeah. Yeah. No.
Yeah. But
just didn't pay attention. So.
Yeah. Y'all have a good one.
You too.
You know, as embarrassing as it is to get declined, I'd much rather it decline me than be like, oh, you went over your limit. So here, your percentage went up and now you owe this much money instead.
Yeah. Credit cards are evil.
I'd rather it be declined.
So, yeah, we started doing the, you know, cash, you know,
cash
into
only.
Saving. You got to get an emergency savings fund. And then once you have that filled up, because my car's broken down 3 times in the last, you know, year or two. Yeah.
I know. Yeah.
And it's not cheap. Every time it's been like $300, $600,
yeah,
$500.
Stress me out.
But because of that emergency savings fund, we've been able to pay for it. And then you just recoup back into that. And you don't pay any interest. You don't, you know. Because credit cards, that's how they get you with that crazy interest. So instead of paying $500 for my car, by the time it's paid off, it's like $800 that I paid. So, yeah, dude, I'm not a fan of credit cards. And now, even less so, because all these companies, 40 states, been given the green light to charge 4% on top of your purchase if you use a credit card.
Yeah.
So
Thebe says that there's a place called Pink's in L.A. that only takes cash. Arguably the most popular hole-in-the-wall restaurant on
Earth.
Yeah, see,
there you go.
So cash only.
Apparently. Yeah. 10 states are blocking the charge. California, Colorado, Connecticut, Florida, Kansas, Maine, Massachusetts, New York, Oklahoma, and Texas. So New Mexico not on the list.
We will.
Yeah, we're one of the states that have been given the green light to for that 4% charge. So Thebes, that's cool. Yeah, it's funny because it's like, oh, California, they're blocking the charge. Oh, wait, everything's like 7 times more expensive there, so who cares?
Okay, whenever I would play as a kid, when I'd watch Price is Right,
yeah,
I'd have to guess like way higher because I knew everything was in California.
Ah, see, you're smart.
Yes,
you're
I'd be smart. Like, okay, laundry detergent, $16. $16 for that laundry detergent.
It's true. And you're like, come on, nobody. Oh, in California they do. Yeah. Okay.
My mom
okay,
taught me that trick sense. Way early. I was like 6 when she's like, no, everything's more expensive in California, honey.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
505-338-3700 is the phone number. 745 now.
There is median work on Eubank between Montgomery and Academy. There's also road construction. The right lane is closed. Candelaria East between 10th Street and 12th Street. There's also that crazy construction work on Coors between Gonzales and Blue Water. And more construction. The left lane is closed on Central between Airport and 65th Street. And that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Little coffee shop we have here where we just received our daily dose
of coffee and food. Edge.
They've become like we don't even have time anymore. You realize that?
Like, I know we don't like talking. They probably
we don't get
think
to
we're
hang
so
out.
Rude.
We're like snobby now. We go in there. We're like, hey,
sorry,
how's it going?
We have a
cool.
show. Bye.
Dope, boom! Slam the 2 shots. All right,
peace
we'll see
out.
You later. I gotta get back to the show.
We like get rid of our drinks before we even leave the coffee shop.
Yeah, we don't ever come back with them anymore.
We're coffee snobs.
Oh man,
we've turned into coffee snobs.
We
Where's
are
my
the
dopio?
People.
I need my dopio. I'm sorry. Where's my dopio?
Great.
Okay, cool. Thanks. Bye.
Great.
We're one of them.
Yep. So if you would like to become a coffee snob, start going to Sopo.
They roast their own beans.
They do. 505-338-3669, the phone number. That's 505-338-3669. And just before 8, we got to take a quick break. Coming back, we're going to be talking about one university offering a degree in quite possibly the most interesting field ever.
That's right.
See what you did there.
Oh, hold up.
That's on the way next. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
If you want to know the truth, yes, I think you guys are a little weird.
And now, Steve-O and Mitch.
All right.
Oh, wow, that was fast. Hey.
Welcome back to the show. 8:02 now. It is Thursday, which means we got Clay. That's your new theme song.
I like that.
Clay Schraw from the Aspen Project. Welcome to the show.
It is definitely a good morning.
It is, right?
And you guys are Sopo'd up?
Yeah, we are Sopo'd up.
Oh, okay.
Can you
Sopo.
Tell? Can you tell?
I heard Sopo'd
ready
up.
To dance. You ready to dance? I just
yes.
We just like, dun, we don't have time anymore, so we don't get to get drinks. We just run over there. We're like, 2 shots. Boom. And then we run back. That's seriously what we do.
Yeah, that's not even a joke. We don't even like hang out anymore. It's really sad. They probably aren't.
It's kind of nice to hang out over there.
Yeah, but we don't have time. We're in the middle of a show.
What show's that?
This one. This one. Gosh, rude Clay Schraw.
Oh, Clay Schraw from the Aspen Project, and we have him in studio every Thursday around this time.
Yeah, thank you for that.
Of course.
These kids are important.
They are.
Now, you guys have something called well, we're going to call it Thursday's Child. Can we call it Thursday's Child?
We can, because I can't call it Wednesday's Child.
Oh, okay, cool.
Wednesday's Child on Thursday. Yes, you can.
No, I can't. It's called Aspen Child now. Because
Aspen Child.
There's another organization out there that called me and said, we have coined Wednesday's Child. I said, that's been going on for years. You guys can't coin that. So, but anyhow.
Really, they did.
Well, we just coined Thursday's Child.
Yeah, so what now? Stay off Thursday.
Or we'll coin Wednesday's Child on Thursday. What now, huh? Huh? Can we coin
in love?
Him?
We say that in love.
We really do. We really do. Because ministry should never be competing. They should be all like working towards a common goal.
They're not a ministry. They're a worldly
they're
organization.
Never mind. Okay.
I'll give you their name online.
So anyways, Thursday's Child from Wednesday.
Here's the cool thing about this. You know, I mentioned it yesterday. This is what I want every listener to do for me. I want you to go on our Facebook page and just post underneath Andrew. It'll say, Andrew's 13 years old. He's very funny, caring, creative kid. And I want you guys to put your prayers for him because I want people praying for this Thursday's Child.
Yeah.
This kid's 13 years old. In 5 years, he'll age out of the system. And I said this yesterday. Aging out of the system is when a kid actually becomes 18 years old. They hand him his little bags. They pat him on the back and they say, good luck in life.
Yeah.
80% of boys that age out of the system without a positive male role model will be incarcerated before the age of 25. So, and the statistics are equal, but they go different directions for the women. We need to have people plugged into these kids' lives. And I think part of that, as Christians, if we're not called to foster and adopt right now, is to intercede before the throne of God. And we just want to know that you're praying for them.
Yeah.
So go on Facebook, go down to Andrew, and let them know you're praying for them.
There you go. All right.
Please.
For those joining us maybe for the first time ever, you don't know what Aspen Project is. Clay, you...
You know what? We inform the public, the Christian public, as the needs of kids. And that could be foster care adoption. It could be mentorship programs. We work with orphanages out of country. But specifically, once we've informed you, the Christian community is pretty faithful to come and play the game, to engage with these kids.
Yeah.
And we help plug you in.
Right.
Once you're plugged in, we come alongside you and help support you. We do counseling. And, you know, like, for instance, we just had a family that needed a toddler bed. We posted that.
I saw that.
And a lot of people inboxed us and said, I got one.
Cool.
We have a storage unit for people who have the nicer cribs and nice, slightly used clothes or new diapers, wipes. So we keep them in a storage unit when families need them. If you're a family that needs help, call us too.
What if you're a family that has, you know, maybe your kid's growing out and time for a different bed and you've got a crib and you know you're not going to have any more kids and you want to pass that off? Do you guys accept those things as well?
We do, as long as it meets the new safety standards and stuff like that. If it doesn't, we just give it to the dump. But it's important, though, that we only accept things that are in great working condition.
Yeah. Right. And there's a lot of safety standards that you have to adhere to as a new parent. It's not, you know, even just between Luke, our second son, and Brody now, there's a lot of different, like the car seat, it's like crazy.
It is crazy.
Yeah, and it changes frequently.
I got to be honest, we're not overly careful, but we're also, we do check the websites and go online.
Yeah.
It's been good. People have been very generous with this, and it's helped a lot of families. So for those people who have donated, thank you, thank you.
There you go.
I haven't forgotten people. I've gotten some emails. People want to get plugged in, and times have been crazy. We're getting ready to adopt two of our kids.
Yay!
Oof. And it's been a hard process, and I think the Lord makes it a little harder on the Shroff, so we know how to counsel you later when you guys want to do it. And I mean that.
Yeah, no, and that's exactly what you guys do. Part of the Aspen Project, and that's part of what you do, not just connecting families and encouraging families to adopt, but then plugging them into the right places, the right agencies, the right counseling, the right... I love that, because it's not just about, like, we got to get these kids homes, you know? It's we got to encourage and equip these families to prepare for that so that they are not, you know, freaking out when all of a sudden they have this new child and don't understand, you know?
And there's some issues that come with being... In the foster care business.
Yeah.
You know, and it's taught me to be a better parent to my other kids. So it's been pretty cool.
There you go. Details available at aspenproject.org, or you can always find information at facebook.com/mystaticradio. We always link it.
Already done.
So if you are a fan of Static, get there. Check it out. You can see all the information on the Aspen Project and how to contact Clay directly if maybe God's tugging on your heart to... jump in to adopt. Maybe it's just to be part of a mentorship program. Maybe it's to be a respite care provider for those that are fostering and adopting children. There's many ways you can get involved.
Call me directly.
Yeah.
It's 410-4460. Also, just a real quick, DJ with Exhibit has been kind enough to, we're a sponsored, ministry for them, or a nonprofit in their case, and we need items for a silent auction coming up in the next 3-4 months.
Okay.
So please, plug in on that. We appreciate that.
Right on. Details, they can find them online?
Online.
All right, there it is. AspenProject.org, or of course, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Or call me.
Or call them, 410-4460. That's 410-4460. Ask for Clay, because that's his number. So he's
And I think I'm going to go over to SoPo and just hang out, because I don't have a show to do.
Tell him we said hi.
Yeah, tell him we're really sorry.
Tell him we miss him. Give Ian a hug for us.
I will. You know, I saw him crying the other day, and now I know why.
Yeah, that's probably why. Because we just don't have as much time
don't
as we
tell
used
us
to.
That.
I mean, he's really sad. You guys ought to probably do your show from there one time.
That would actually be fun.
Wouldn't that be fun?
That would be fun. We were actually talking about doing a breakfast, having people come hang out with us and rocking breakfast from over there at some point.
You know,
you never know.
Their food isn't like normal food. It's like gourmet breakfast stuff.
They
do a great job.
They do.
And it's on our campus, which is amazing. So you walk like, it's great. Solomon's Porch, they're on the campus here, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast. You're going to go over there now?
I am.
Maybe somebody can just walk over there and be like, where's Clay? Need to talk to him about adopting the Andrew. The Wednesday's child on Thursday. The Thursday's child.
Thursday's child not on Wednesday.
Yeah, there you go.
Thursday's child not on Wednesday.
You can find out information on him as well at Facebook. So there it is. Thank you, as always, for coming in. And
thank you for the platform. Thank you for everyone that supports Static Radio.
Yeah.
And I look forward to reading the prayers that you guys send out for Andrew today.
Yeah. Right on, man. Yes. Get there. Get to Facebook. Check it out. And don't forget, ways of supporting Static Radio. One of the ways is getting your tickets for the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus. The show is going down Tuesday, February 12th at the Lobo Theater. Tickets are only $15.
It's less than 2 weeks away.
Yeah, it is. Spoken and the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus. Get your tickets because they're $15 in advance, $20 at the door, and last show we had sold out before, so it was not cool having to turn all those people away.
And Dan, one of the DJs here, he said something really smart yesterday. He said, I don't know if you guys are, you know, good at math, but that's a whole $5 savings.
That's true.
Talking about saving money.
There you go. So get your tickets now at mystaticradio.com. The Red Jumpsuit Apparatus in Spoken. I can't wait.
Yeah.
Got the latest from the Almost for you now. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Morning.
No. I'm going to press send.
You better not press send.
So, teased about this earlier. Are you ready for this? Y'all ready for this?
Yes. Burr.
All right, check it out. University of Arizona. It's a college.
Doing its thing.
Wrong one. Even though, to me, Beasties isn't... Yeah, okay, anyway.
No.
They are offering a program. I guess universities around the nation have been offering courses on hip-hop culture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's courses you can take.
But you could take a course on the Beatles.
Right.
You could take a course on random types of music. My friend took an English class all about Harry Potter.
Are you serious right now?
I'm 100% serious.
Okay. Well, apparently, colleges have been offering interesting courses for a long time. However, the University of Arizona has decided to step up their game, dog. You know what I'm saying? They're actually adding a minor program on hip-hop. Yeah.
Yeah,
so
I'm
you
really
can
excited.
Get a degree with a minor in hip-hop.
And, okay, stop. You stink.
What do you mean, I stink?
Well,
I just don't get it. I'm frustrated.
Why?
That's unreal.
Okay, it's amazing. And it's an African studies minor with a concentration in hip-hop cultures.
Right.
I guess it's become an all-pervasive key component of contemporary American society because people have started to appreciate it. They're like, oh, remember when music was good?
I appreciate a lot of things. Doesn't mean I want to get a degree in it. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like that's a waste.
Some people do.
We found a list of the biggest degree wastes, and sadly, like, they're all in our fields. That's true.
That's really true.
Degrees that employers hate, you know?
Yeah.
Degrees that are basically worthless. Degrees that are loved as well. But I kind of feel like if you were going for a job and on your resume, it's like, he's got a degree in hip-hop. Unless you're trying to work for Yo MTV Raps, I just don't understand how that's going to really, like, further you.
I don't feel like that's a degree that you can just, like, that you get and then you automatically get the job that you wanted.
Yeah.
Kind of have to just kind of sneak into that job.
Static.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I'd be pissed if I paid for my kid to go to school, and that's the degree they wound up with.
Exactly. You're, like, paying thousands of dollars. You're like, so what are you doing? I've decided to get a degree in Africana studies with a minor in hip-hop.
A concentration in hip-hop.
Like, I'm sorry. Are you kidding me right now?
Like, that's like getting a degree in basket weaving. Like, what?
Wait, I have a minor in that already because I grew up watching Yo MTV Raps. Yeah. MTV used to play hip hop videos.
I practically have a minor in that because right above MTV was always BET. So I know what this is all about.
Exactly.
Wow, ridiculous.
Unreal. All right, you too. 505-338-3700 is the phone number.
Some people are really doing this.
They really are.
It was requested enough to where they are doing it.
Yeah, we have a list of the most loved and most hated degrees. The number one most loved degree, take a wild guess.
Yeah, you shouldn't guess.
Ahead. You're just the worst at guessing games.
I don't even know where to begin. I don't know. Can you tell me what
is... Do you have a passion for healthcare?
Is it a doctor?
Do you have
medical?
A passion for administration?
Healthcare administrative.
Boom!
Healthcare
there you
administrative
go.
Person.
A bachelor's in healthcare administration. That's the number one most loved degree, at least according to the U.S. Department of Labor's 2010 to 2020 projections.
I don't know the first thing about love. I don't know the first thing about love.
Thrice. Dustin Kinstrew writing about my words, my life.
You don't know the first thing about love.
I don't know the first thing about love because there's no love in my...
Phone lines are open, 505-338-3700.
Static!
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I may be late for my doctor's appointment, but I have got to jump in here. I am an old lady. I got grown kids. I understand the whole how you raise kids thing. Mm-hmm. I think this must be the same lady that called about some of your choice words a while ago, mm-hmm. the P.O. and all that. If I had little kids, I probably wouldn't be listening to your station.
Right.
Not because they're going to hear something that's going to corrupt them, but because this is like older. This is like college and
right.
adult people, and it's funny. And I totally get when you say dumb. And so, honey, you're probably not listening, but maybe if you are, lighten up.
Yeah.
Listen to a different station. There are stations for everybody.
Exactly.
For everybody. And I love you guys. And you know what? Mitch called you out. She gets it.
She's not taking anything from you.
So don't sweat it. I love you guys. And I've got to go to the doctor.
All right. Get to the doctor. Bye. Thank you. All right. Bye. 505-338-3700, the phone number.
Oh, that was
if
sweet.
You would like to chime in. Thank you for that phone call.
You all right?
I'm good.
Good?
Yeah.
Good.
Those always train wreck me because I'm like, oh, okay.
Well, at least, see, I can't say what I want to say now. At least they called in and they were just,
yeah.
We talked to them.
In love,
that's
yes. Cool.
It wasn't like a hateful email spat from behind their keyboard and then they didn't leave a callback number.
Yeah, I apologize if I offend people when I say things. I mean, it's, I feel like, who's at fault though? You know, it's talking about like stumbling somebody and, it's not my fault when you act dumb. I just,
oh my
I have
gosh.
To.
You're going to get in so much
static.
Trouble. Hello?
Good morning. This is Sunny.
Hey, Sunny.
You guys are chill. And some other people need to take a chill pill. And we'll say that with love.
There you go. All right.
Thank you.
Have a great day. I love you guys.
You too. Love you too. Thank you. Sunny, thanks for calling.
Aw, Sunny.
505-338-3700 is the phone number. We were talking about the University of Arizona offering a new minor in hip-hop cultures.
Which apparently turned into something else. We should have got that minor in hip-hop so we could deal with what's happening now because this is real.
This is real life.
Yeah.
And this is where that communications degree would have come in handy. Static!
Hey, for the woman who just called in, if she's listening right now, go read Romans 14.
Right.
You know, if it's a stumbling block for her, but it's not for you, then, you know, I don't think she has the right or the duty to call you out and judge you on that.
Well, and I think, you know what, I'm honestly, I was glad that she called. At least she voiced her opinion, and I agree with everybody who's been calling so far. Thanks for the call, by the way.
Thank you.
You know what, it's... We're not trying to be a quote-unquote for everybody in a sense of, I understand, I have a 9-year-old and a 7-year-old and a baby boy. Now, they do listen. But they're also my children, and they know that a lot of times we speak in jest and we joke. And this has become a very serious issue. In fact, a couple weeks ago, there was a great article about whether or not Christians are allowed to be funny. Are Christians allowed to be sarcastic? Right. Are Christians allowed to talk this way? Are Christians allowed to joke with one another? Because there are a lot of people who say, no, that's not how we ought not to act that way. Which is interesting, especially if you take it back to Scripture. We could get into a whole tangent on that. But
we might for Static Thursday.
Good morning, guys. This is Yvonne from Albuquerque.
Hi.
How are you guys doing?
Doing well. How are you doing?
Oh, my God. I just have to tell you guys, I'm so blessed with your guys' station. You guys make me laugh. There's times I'm driving, and I'm just laughing like a dork. But thank you guys so much.
Hey, you shouldn't use words like dork.
Me like, what's that lady? Because I'm by myself sometimes. I drop my daughters off, and they're looking like, why is she laughing? But anyway, I just thought I'd let you guys know. But thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Regardless of whatever.
Okay, right. Thank you guys.
God bless you. God bless you too. 505-338-3700, the phone number. You know what this reminds me of? We got this story last night.
Yes.
They came over the wire, and I was kind of dumbfounded, and I wanted to talk about this in the 9 o'clock hour, but I feel like this is kind of a perfect segue.
Mm-hmm. We can continue talking about it in the 9 o'clock hour.
Yeah. Well, a person claiming to be a pastor tried to stiff a waiter yesterday, and it's blown up all over the interwebs. A photo of this receipt was posted to Reddit.com, and it shows this bill for $34.93. Well, I guess there was a big party of 20. And so anytime, you know, some restaurants, they have rules where, hey, if you're in a bigger party,
eight or over,
there's an automatic gratuity added to the thing. Well, this person, a pastor, claiming to be a pastor, we don't know. Says he's a pastor. Wow. I'm kind of dumbfounded.
There's this tip that says there's the amount,
$34.93, and then it says, you know, the automatic gratuity tip, 18%, with the $6 and, well, it's kind of scratched out because he scratched that out. And then, $6.29, and then you can put additional tip and then total. So what this gentleman did was under the tip for 18%, he scratched it out and says, I give God 10%. Why would you get 18%? He put zero for the additional tip and totaled it out at $34.93, trying to negate the tip, basically, mm-hmm. writing that out. And he signed it pastor with his name. Now, of course, that immediately blew up on the interwebs, and
this pastor who,
wow, 18% gratuity, not okay, because, well, I give God 10%, and you don't deserve more than God. So, zeroed it out. Unfortunately for him, when it's parties of eight or more, there's the automatic gratuity, so that was already added into the total, so he was still charged.
It says it on the menu.
He was still charged for the total amount, but since then, of course, this photo went viral of this pastor's receipt. And since then, looking at the comments from the story, it's just been nasty against Christians.
Yeah.
Because, sadly, this is the press. This is what happens.
People tend to take one side and run with it.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. Scribbly notes on receipts, I guess, has become something of a trend. Earlier in the month, the manager of this Red Robin found a surprise in an overdue pregnant woman by comping her meal, which is crazy. I guess once seated, a manager came up and started talking, found out they were expecting a child, extremely friendly, jokingly asked if this was the last meal before headed to the hospital. And so when the check came, a note from the manager read, "Mom to be, good luck."
Aww.
And so there's good scribblings, mm-hmm. but this one, unfortunately, obviously not so much, because this guy, a pastor, zeroed out the tip after it was added at 18%, and with a little note that says, I give God 10%, why would you get 18%? Thoughts? 505-338-3700.
Static! Hey, Steve, this is Diego. I don't know if you remember me.
Hey, man.
Yeah. Hey, you just got rebuked, bro. No, but throughout the whole scriptures, I mean, if you read the Bible, here's one that God says in Jeremiah 4, says, "For my people are foolish, they know not me. They are stupid children, they have no understanding, they are wise and doing evil." I mean, throughout the whole Bible, God says a lot of things that people are stupid or dumb, you know, things like that. So,
Oh, yeah, dude, Jesus plainly told the disciples when he was trying to explain something, and they're like, what? And he's like, dude, are you still this dumb? Are you still this thick that you do not understand what I'm saying to you? Paul, when he was talking to those that were saying you had to be circumcised in order to be saved, said, man, I wish you guys would just go the rest of the way and castrate yourself. Quite sarcastic, if I might add.
He was sarcastic.
You know what I mean? So
I absolutely
understand. But I think, unfortunately, it becomes this somber, we ought not act this way. We can't joke with one another. And obviously, Mitch is one of my closest friends and understands and jest what I'm saying.
I do.
But you know what? On the flip side of that, not everybody does understand that, obviously. Right. So.
Well, and then you see Elijah, he's talking about, like, maybe Baal's relieving himself, you know, making fun of, like, the prophet Baal and things like that. Also, isn't that illegal to take pictures of a customer's receipt?
I don't know. The photo of the receipt showed up at reddit.com and since then has gone super viral and crazy and
so they're the jerks then.
Or maybe pastor shouldn't have done that because that's just kind of lame in my opinion. But dude, did I see you on the news recently?
Yeah, I was shot at.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, right?
Whoa. Back up.
So I was I was watching the news, and all of a sudden I'm like, what?
Yeah.
You got to tell the story.
All right. So we just bought a new house in a I guess, a shady area.
I guess.
You're like, yeah, just bought a new house. Yes. And they were christening your house.
Yeah, so, like, someone was ringing our doorbell, and I had just had surgery, so I had knee surgery, and I wasn't able to really, I can't really defend my family that well, you know? Well, I wasn't at the time. Now I could walk around, but the doorbell was ringing, like, at 5 in the morning, and, I mean, obviously, if it's, like, a family member, they're going to call us. And so we decided not to get up or anything like that, and they just kept ringing the doorbell excessively. My wife got the phone, called 911, and all of a sudden, we just hear this loud bang! And we both got on the floor because we knew what it was. Something was going on. And the cops got there. We went into, we searched the house. They searched our house, our outside. And, by the grace of God, the bullet missed my son, but it was right above his crib.
Oh, my gosh.
So,
dude, you need to move, bro.
that's what we were saying. And then check this out. We put a security system up, like cameras. On our house.
Uh-huh.
A week later, we catch some guy peeing on our front door.
Oh, man.
And then so turns out you don't want those cameras.
Put our camera on.
Move, bro.
I got to reach the lock, and I got to reach these hoodlums.
That's incredible, man. Well, we will make sure that everybody is praying for your family and what you guys are doing.
So happy you guys are safe.
Yeah, doing an amazing thing down there, and Pastor Ray doing an amazing thing down at Calvary Southwest, and so
absolutely great
right
guy,
on, man.
Great breath, great pastor.
Keep cool, going. Brother. All right, love you, bro.
Okay, take care.
Okay, Diego, everybody. Calvary Southwest.
Dang,
Pastor Ray Montoya.
That was a good scary story. Yeah,
dude. I was watching the news a couple days ago, and I was like, "Stop it right now!" And sure enough, that was the story. Just in the neighborhood. You never know. Craziness.
Gosh.
Thank God. I believe that was God, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, the fact that it missed, it's just, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Unreal. So, life's too short to get crazy about stupid things. Mm-hmm. Anyways, coming right back, we got some Josh Garrels, we got some Future Forestry, and we'll talk a little bit more about this pastor and your thoughts. 505-338-3700.
Because it's Theology Thursday.
On Thursday.
That's right.
Coming up next, Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Under oath. What just happened?
I don't know.
Steve and Mitch, good morning.
Is this real life?
9:05, welcome to the show.
Yes. Hey, guess what we didn't do at 8:45?
What we're going to do right now.
Yes. I-40 West at University, it is closed. There is a semi on fire.
Really?
Yeah.
Like the movies?
Yeah, like in Speed. There's another accident on Montaño, Northwest at I-25. Another accident, I-25 South at Martin Luther King Jr., exit 224. And I'm going to check for more accidents because it seems like it's an accident of a morning.
All right.
And that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. We're talking about this pastor who left a stiff tip.
Yes, he
to
did.
To his waiter. He was with a party of 20, and I guess anybody at this restaurant involved in a party of 8 or more, they automatically add gratuity at this restaurant. Well, the gratuity was 18%. And so when the pastor received his check, he saw it, saw that there was a tip for 18%, yeah. Scratched it out, and wrote, "I give God 10%. Why do you get 18? So he scratched it out, put a zero, didn't put a tip at all, and then signed it, Pastor, and then his name. It has since gone viral, of course, and people just kind of slamming down on this pastor. We thought we'd get your thoughts on this and how we ought to do this. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Going to the phone lines. Static.
Hola. Honestly, I just heard what you were talking about, but you always tip your waiter. They're serving you. You got to do it. I mean, right. You either cook at home or you eat out. Regardless of what it is, you got to tip them because they have to live. And they only make what they got to make, right? They only make so much.
Right.
It's true.
They still have to make. I mean, come on. We got to, you know, we got to help out each other. We got to, you know, regardless of, even if you give 5%, 2%, whatever it is, it always helps.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, $2 could buy me a dollar burger and, you know, a Coke, you know, that's my dinner, you know, so I gotta eat. So we always gotta help each other out. You can't hold anything back.
Good
you always gotta give everything, right? Everything you've got, you've gotta give it.
If you wanna know the truth, yes, I think you guys are a little weird.
And now, Steve-O and Mitch.
Good morning.
Hey. Good morning.
How's it going?
Oh, I'm good. It's 9:32. Steve-O and Mitch. That's us. You should said don't you lose that. Put that in your pocket.
Yeah.
He said don't lose that.
Okay. It's too late. So it's 9:32 and it is Thursday and it is us and we're here and we're getting ready to get on out of here. But we're talking a little bit about this pastor who went to a restaurant and he was with 19 of his closest friends. And so they tacked on the 18% gratuity, which restaurants tend to do.
Yeah.
Well, this guy, being a pastor, said, hey, I don't have to do this. So he crossed it out. He left the waitress a note saying, I give God 10%. Why would I give you 18? Zeroes out the tip and signs it. Signed it, by the way, Pastor so-and-so, whatever his name is. I don't want to give his name out on the air.
I don't even know his name.
So the waitress then, of course, took a photo of it, and it went viral, and now people are talking about it. So we're talking a little bit about that. Got some great calls this morning on that. Had a comment, actually, from Paul in Houston.
Mm-hmm. What's he got to say?
He always has insight, right? He says, don't warmly give them God and coldly give them nothing. James 2:16. And he says that pastor coldly gave them God and frigidly tried to give them nothing. And I think a lot of times what happens is, you know, if you see somebody in need, if you see somebody and you say, hey, I hope it works out for you, I'll be praying for you, and do nothing about it. You've done nothing.
I think something that has stuck with me for the past few years is, by trying to be right, are you also being righteous? That scares me. I know I'm right in a lot of situations, but it's not righteous.
Right.
So,
especially if you're acting like a jerk. If you're more worried about being right and winning the argument than showing any ounce of love or compassion or mercy or understanding, then are you really doing what Christ has called you to do? 505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
Well, dudes, what's up?
Hey,
what is up, Shane?
I think it was kind of a jerk move, man.
Yeah.
Right.
And but I'm not defending the position, because what he did either way wasn't cool.
Right.
But I'm gonna say, I wonder if there isn't more to this story.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's I wonder true. What was going on, like, at the table that he felt compelled to do that. Now, was it the right action in defense and the route that he took? But it just seems to me that there's something missing from this story.
Yeah. Yeah,
I don't think it's cool, and I think that a man that is a pastor should know better.
Yeah, the server in the story said, "quote They had no problem with my service. They told me, oh, okay." Shane's phone just cut out. Okay,
scary.
Shane,
Jay.
Service said, quote, they had no problem with my service and told me I was great. They just didn't want to pay the tip when the time came. So apparently they were kind and they said what a great job the server had done. However, they didn't believe in the restaurant's policy of the automatic 18%.
So can I make a few assumptions?
Yeah.
It sounds like they're all talking about it at the table and one person said something that sounded right and they all followed along. You know what? You're right. We only give God 10%. Why would we give them 18%? Let's point this out. Let's bring this to their attention.
Yeah.
And then they did. And now it's viral. Awesome.
Yeah,
thank you.
I know, right? So here's the thing. Good friend. His name is Jesse Lesko.
Mm-hmm.
A couple years back, he delivered a... it was during the Devos, the staff Devos that we have.
Yeah.
And it was about identity theft.
Okay.
And it's all about... And it's something that has stuck with me because we as Christians say, hey... I'm a Christian, and the second we place that stamp on ourselves and say, I'm a Christian, it means a lot of things. Well, one, it means we're followers of Christ. Two, it also means that those around us who don't know Christ are getting that image of who Jesus is through us. We're mirrors. We're supposed to be mirrors of Jesus. Now, albeit we're smudgy and we're dirty mirrors, and it's a fuzzy, hazy image of Christ, but we're still an image of Christ. We're an image of the invisible God. And I think a lot of times when people do things like this pastor zeroing out a tip and saying, I only give God 10%. Why would I give you 18? Pastor so-and-so. This is identity theft.
Yeah.
This is stealing the identity of Christ and putting the Jesus stamp on something that it should never have a stamp
right.
on. And unfortunately, call it what you want. Unbelievers, outsiders, the unchurched, the unsaved, whatever term you're using. Those who do not have a relationship with Jesus Christ,
see it differently.
See it differently, and that's how they see Jesus. It's through us. So, man, 505-338-3700, the phone number, or of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Dude. He says, Paul in Houston, clinging gong syndrome, more prevalent than we think, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Paul talks about this in Corinthians. In Corinthians 13, as he's talking about what love is, but before he gets that, it's like talking about that. If we speak and have all knowledge and we move mountains and we do all these crazy things with our faith, but we don't have love, it means nothing. It is nothing. And so the encouragement, I guess, today, go reread 1 Corinthians 13. That example of love is amazing, and it's difficult.
Right. Reread it, but also, and this is for me, I'm not just spouting this, reread it and then examine your life and how you act towards others, because it probably isn't how we think.
Are you patient? Are you kind? The hard one?
No.
Do you keep no record of wrongdoing? Because love keeps no record of wrongdoing.
That's what I hear. Forgive you. I forgive you. You know what? I was waiting for that apology, but you know what? Don't even worry about it.
Oh, wow.
Don't even worry about it.
Hey, cool, thanks.
Wait, so you're really not going to apologize?
No, why would I apologize? What am I apologizing for? I don't even know what I did wrong.
I can't even say it.
Oh, okay.
I can't even repeat it.
Oh, okay. Fine. Oh, man, it is Thursday. I'm excited. Tomorrow, finally Friday, we have Sam Swan coming into the studio.
That's right. It is Fun Joke Friday.
It is Fun Joke Friday.
I will not forget.
I have about three already, by the way.
You know what?
That I've gotten throughout the week from random friends.
It may have taken about a month and a half, but you are finally on board
right
with Fun Joke Friday.
High five, sister. Good
Thanks,
job.
Thanks, brother.
So we got that coming up tomorrow. Final thoughts of the day. Static.
Hey guys, this is Mom Fernando.
Hey, Mom Fernando.
I put in your Navajo tea, and me and my kids put in a present in for Brody.
No way.
I put it in the mail, so it should be there tomorrow.
Boom.
It says Friday the 1st. They said about noontime, and put a signature label on it. So I can track it because Brody's racist. I mean,
yeah. It's all right.
That's
I cannot wait. Mom Fernando, you are amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah, and make sure when you guys make the Navajo tea that your water is really hot.
Okay.
Will do.
We got one of those little like water cooler things, you know, and it's got like the red one which pulls out boiling water. Is that good enough? Is that hot enough?
Yeah,
boom.
And let it sit for like maybe about a minute or two and just move your tea bag around so you get
Steep
the nutrients
it.
Out of it.
Will do.
Can do. I'm very much so looking forward to it.
I would have spent you guys the original Navajo tea, but it's kind of like brewing wheat.
Good to know. Thank you.
So, Brianna, you're amazing.
A different route, and I got you guys the tea bag.
All right.
So it you won't look funky, kind of boiling weeds and kind of taste the Navajo tea.
Totally cool.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for helping us white folk.
Yes.
You are amazing.
Okay, guys. Love you. Have
love
a good day.
Love you, Mom Fernando. All right. I love that.
You guys take care of us, and we really appreciate it.
I know. She's sweet. I can't wait to try this.
Me either.
She's been talking about this, so apparently it'll be coming in tomorrow. Maybe we'll have to wait, and then come Monday, we'll actually try this on the air. Or Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Or Wednesday.
Maybe Wednesday.
Tuesday?
Tuesday.
Okay, we'll do it on Tuesday.
Tuesday, then. Tuesday.
Yeah, because you and your double words. It's, that's so...
I learn everything I know from Ellen. I love Ellen.
You're not allowed to say that.
I just watch her show and I'm so inspired.
Hey, final thing before we go. Reminder, the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus is coming up.
2 weeks away, Tuesday, February 12th at the Lobo Theater.
We will be there. Come hang out with us. Tickets are only $15. Every penny of the proceeds goes towards Static Radio, which is amazing. Thanks to everybody who does support this station, who keeps us going. We definitely love the ministry that we get to be a part of. And so if you love this ministry, if you'd like to be a part of it, you could totally tip us.
Yes, and great news, it's Friday, which means that it might be payday for a lot of people. So you can get your tickets now, mystaticradio.com.
Yeah, today's Thursday, though.
Dang it! It's my Friday because I got paid already. It's Thursday, tomorrow's Friday. Dang it. I hate this week.
MyStaticRadio.com. For all the details, Spoken, the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus, and a brand new band, actually, called Rest. They're opening up, going out, and they've been on tour with Spoken, and Matt has very big things to say about them. So I can't wait to discover another new band. So,
right? I feel like they have good taste in the bands.
They really do. So,
choose.
Yeah. Check it out. All the details, MyStaticRadio.com. We out.
Bye.
We'll see you guys again manana.
Really Friday tomorrow.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Peace.